Not really. I mean, I was confident enough in my own ability to know that I'd have a career in football. And I think once you've spent a long time at a specific club, you pretty much know when your time's up there and you know when it's time to move on. And I was very sort of philosophical about it and as I say, knew that I was going to have a career in football. Unfortunately, it wasn't going to be at Liverpool, which is a blow, but it's not the end of the world, I suppose, if you're told you're not good enough to play for Liverpool. But, you know, everyone moves on and
good enough to play elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Six or seven league clubs, I think.
That's it, yeah. Maybe even more with loans, I think. But, yeah.
I was trying to list them, actually. Was it Coventry?
So I had Liverpool, Coventry, Bristol Rovers on loan, Sheffield Wednesday, Rotherham, Chester, MK Dons, Kettering, Stockport. I know.
Well, that's eight football league clubs. That's not bad, is it?
Yeah, yeah, sound. Yeah, so it's not bad to have on your CV, I suppose.
But you've also been very careful to get a career outside football.
Well, basically, when I was at Liverpool, part of the reason I stayed there so long was because I picked up a couple of bad injuries, really, that kept me out for 6 or 7 months at a time. And through that, and then through speaking to the physios at the club, who I held in, you know, high regards and still do, I sort of got more and more interested in the physio side of things. Which then, when I left Liverpool, I think I went to Sheffield Wednesday, it prompted me to jump in and realise that, okay, I wasn't going to make enough money out of football to put my feet up for the rest of my life. So I needed something under my belt, and that was something I was really, really interested in. And the PFA, who were brilliant, they sort of part ran a course in the University of Salford, which catered for footballers or ex-footballers to undergo an undergraduate degree in physiotherapy, which was hard work, four and a half years. It's good, and I'm glad I've got under my belt, and I speak to the lads here and try and sort of coax them into thinking about doing something when they do finish.
And when are we going to see Michael Owen down here?
Yeah, he's been to watch. So I think he's had his first taste of League of Wales football there as well, so hopefully he'll pop down again.